علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And it is a great opportunity for us to focus on a very important topic, and that is the topic of prophethood, and try to think about the ideas that Imam Ali alayhi salam is bringing forth and in the direction in which he wants us to think. And amongst that is the fact that in the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, he mentions about certain things that are the duties of the messengers and the responsibilities of the messengers. It is something that really, if you are to focus on well, we would realize the wealth of knowledge and the wealth of experience that we could gain from him, so that we can, you know, kind of tune our lives towards the direction that the messengers wanted us to kind of reach. Amongst those duties of the messengers is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ, that the prophets and messengers, they show to the people the signs of God's power.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the messengers and the prophets, their duty is to show people the signs of God's power. And of course, God's power is manifested in everything. An example that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives, he says, مِن سَقْفٍ فَوْقَهُمْ مَرْفُوءٍ, if they pay attention to the roof on top of them that has been raised, referring to the sky, the skies and whatever there is inside. You see, many times because of human beings not getting that push, not receiving that push to kind of focus on a certain aspect of creation, when they don't get that push, they kind of are lazy and they do not really focus on that particular aspect. Let me give you an example. You know, how many times have you walked through a certain garden or a park and seen, you know, leaves falling? Many of us have seen that. And many people before us have seen those things happening. They've seen fruits falling from the trees. They've seen a tree, then they see suddenly fruit falling from up the tree. And people, even before that, before the time of, let's say, Isaac Newton, they saw this happening. But few people realize that there is a force. There is a force that is making this happen. There is some force that is there between entities. People didn't realize that. They took it for granted. But Newton, he asked that question, that why didn't the apple fly above? Why did it fall down? Why didn't it, let's say, go to another direction? Why did it have to come down? And these types of questions are what opened up the idea that there is a force called the gravitational force. You see, if this was not there, if Newton had not thought in other directions, then it wouldn't be possible for us today to have such a discovery.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we therefore realize that the way human beings think is very important. They need to be directed in a certain way sometimes. They need to be reminded to think in a certain direction. The reason is that majority of the people, they engage with life in a very trivial manner. You see, it's about eating food and drinking and having fun and, maybe other pleasures of life, you know, these apparent pleasures of life and apparent interactions that are there in life, earning money, glamour. Normally people, unfortunately, they are like this. It's very rare to find a person who would spend time in their life, in their day-to-day affairs, to sit down and think for a few moments and open their hearts and open their minds to think about issues, you know, to contemplate and ponder. And you notice those who have this attitude and this kind of habit to think and to ponder about certain intricate realities and, slightly being out of their comfort zones to think about things, you'll see these are the ones that are successful. And it is not something that they need to really spend so much time and effort in. It's just a matter of, dedication and planning that would make them achieve very great heights. What we're trying to say now is that we as human beings, if we were to focus on certain aspects of life, we would see the hand of God in these creations, in these things. Just like Isaac Newton, when he saw that apple falling, many people had seen, but when he saw the apple falling, he asked the question, why? And he was looking for something deeper. And that's how he came to the idea of the gravitational force. That today, if you just think about it, like how important is this force? I mean, today when we want to even fly a small thing like a plane or something, we need to really calculate how much force, how much gravitational force, how much weight, how much everything. And then if you want to, for example, fly a rocket, that would make it even more complicated. So this force, you see how much discovering this force was important. And that means that if you are to take a step further, there are other things that we can discover. And this is something, and I'm not just saying in the material sense, but also in the spiritual sense, in terms of realization. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to ponder in the issues of God's creation of the universe. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فزمان ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه